The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be discussing seed starting part three. This is my third of three parts, all about growing seeds indoors. So in the previous two posts about seed starting, I discussed how to prep for the seed starting process. And that includes knowing what you want to grow, getting your containers, preparing your containers, getting your seeds starting mix, that kind of stuff. And in part number two, I talked about what you do when you actually get down to the physical business of planting your seeds. In part three, so now that your seeds are sown, we'll discuss a few tasks that happen between the time they start germinating and the time your seedlings can head outside. So number one, watering your seedlings. Did you know that overwatering is one of the major causes of plant death inside the house? It's true. It's like we're caring for them too much, and we're caring for them to death. The same thing can happen with seedlings. Houseplants, seedlings, doesn't matter. Seeds do need a moderate amount of moisture to begin the germination process, and moisture does help to create a humid environment, which is also good for seedling growth. But too much moisture and not enough warm temperatures, and by warm temperatures, I mean, you know, above 60, 65. So too much moisture and not enough warm temperature can lead to a fungal growth that results in something called damping off. Damping off is a fungal pathogen that actually weakens emerging stems, and it can show as a fluffy whiteness, like, you know, fungus, growing on seeds in the potting mix. It might appear as if your stems become translucent, transparent, and then they start to brown, kind of pinch in and then brown, and then they just fall over and die. Not good. So how can you prevent this? As I mentioned in my very first part one of this part three, use clean and sterilized pots. Use a seed starting mix that is new. Don't reuse any sort of potting mix. Also, do not use dirt that you got from your backyard. And just make sure things are clean. Also, keep your temperatures warm, right? So we're thinking about temperatures 70, 75 degrees. You might want to use a heating pad under your seed trays if your house, your apartment, your room is not just naturally warm. And I don't mean a heating pad that you'd put on your shoulder. I mean a heating pad that is meant to do the job of being underneath a seed tray, which means it might get wet. So you can't just use any old shoulder pad or a heating pad. And like I said, the number one point here is to don't go overboard with the watering and keep temperatures warm. Okay, that was number one, watering seedlings. Number two, turning your seedlings. Something we overlook now and then. So even if your seedlings are growing under grow lights, not all portions of the pot will receive the same amount of light. That's just how it is. You'll notice your seedlings kind of start to lean in towards the light source. This makes for a weakened plant growth. And as those seedlings eventually start to grow, they kind of become intertwined, entangled. And that's especially if you've planted several seeds in one container. So what do you do? Simple. Just simply turn the pot a quarter turn every day or two. And you want to do it every day or two. If you wait a week, they might become a little bit too long if they're growing too fast. And then they'll become kind of entwined, like I said. If you have a long row of pots, or several rows of pots, all you have to do for that as well, you're going to also turn them a quarter turn, and you'll move the pot on the very end to the right, pick it up, place it to the very end on the left and just push that whole row over to the right. So you're just flipping. You're flipping your row one by one every day or two. Okay, that was number two. So first was watering seedlings. Next was turning your seedlings. And number three, space your seedlings. At this point, they're becoming your plants because they're actually growing and looking like the plant you're going to plant outside. So if, like me, you have scattered a bunch of seeds in one pot to have them all germinate at once, and I usually do that, those seedlings will become very crowded together. And that, like I said, results in entangled leaves, and also your roots become entangled. You just can't see them. The pot just doesn't offer enough room for all of them to grow all together, believe me. So you have two options. Option number one, thin your seedlings. That's basically like seedling sacrifice. So you're going to pull up a couple of seedlings and just remove them. And that really does create more space between the seedlings that remain in the pot. So if you have a whole bunch of seeds scattered into your pot, you'll pull up, you know, pinch them off or pull them up, and you'll have maybe half the seedlings you had before. Now, if sacrificing your seedlings just isn't something that is pleasant to you, you can try to transplant your seedlings. So for this, you'll prepare additional pots with that seed starting mix. And when your seedlings have developed two or three sets of true leaves that look like the final leaf on the final plant, you'll tease those out, a few of the seedlings, from the original pot and carefully plant them into those other containers. So let's say you have 20 seedlings in your original pot. As they grow, they're going to get crowded. So what I would do is I would take out 10 or so seedlings and plant them in the other pot or several other pots. So when those seedlings that you've already transplanted start to crowd each other again, just go through the process again. Prepare some more pots, transplant those seedlings. Now, depending on the growth rate and when you can safely plant those plants outside, if you had 20 small seedlings originally, you may end up with nearly 20 pots of plants. So you'll have to make sure that you have plenty of room for those pots to go as they're growing under those lights. Now, just imagine what all of those seedlings would have looked like had they been grown in that one original pot. They would have been small, stunted, intertwined, elongated, and just not cool. Not a good gardening technique. So, to recap, water your seedlings, keep an eye on it, don't water too much. Turn your seedlings so they get enough light, all of them, and don't become entwined. And space your plants. So also provide more room for those growing plants to grow. And that's it for my three-part series on starting your seeds. And good luck in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.